Well, welcome to another episode of Building Northwest Indiana. My name is Kevin Comerford. I'm the Director of Professional Development at the Construction Advancement Foundation of Northwest Indiana, and I'll be serving as your host today. The purpose of Building Northwest Indiana Radio is to give you a little insight on the Northwest Indiana professional construction industry. Today, I'll be talking about the new Bioscience Innovation Building at Purdue University Northwest that is currently under construction at the Hammond, Indiana campus. My guest today is Jacob Lenson. Jacob is the Assistant Vice Chancellor of Campus Planning at Purdue University Northwest. Jacob, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to talk about this project.
I recently had the opportunity to take a tour of the Bioscience Innovation Building over at your Hammond campus, and I have to say I'm pretty impressed with the scale of the project. A lot of our listeners are familiar with Purdue University, but probably not so familiar with the Bioscience Innovation Building. Can you tell us a little bit about that building? What is your role on the project? What is the purpose of the building, and how will it serve the needs of your students?
Yes, I'm very involved in the project. First and foremost, the project was recently named by Purdue University. It will now be known as Nils K. Nelson Bioscience Innovation Building. Nils Nelson was a professor at Purdue Calumet, who recently passed away and donated over $8 million to Purdue. Part of that will go to student scholarships, and part of that will go to the naming of the building. And with that in mind, this building that you're speaking of, it's the first academic new building at the Hammond campus in over 20 years. It's 68,000 square feet. It will serve the School of Biology and the College of Nursing. That's important to note that currently we have existing laboratories on the Hammond campus that are, you know, from the original 1950s building. This project is a little bit different than the architecture and construction at the Hammond campus, based on new technology, different type of buildings, a lot more glass, transparency. And my role on the project is to serve as the owner's representative for Purdue Northwest. I'm an architect and interior designer by trade, so my role is coordination between the architect of record, construction manager, and the prospective tenants.
So you had mentioned a construction manager, and I am under the impression that this might be the first project built in Northwest Indiana under a newer project delivery system. I think back in 2014, the state legislature passed a new law that allowed for a construction manager as constructor method of project delivery to build public facilities. And like I said, to my knowledge, I think this is the first building in Northwest Indiana to use this method. Can you explain exactly what a construction manager as constructor method of project delivery is, and what are some of the benefits that the university has gained from using this project delivery method?
Yes, to my knowledge, you're correct. I believe this is the first state-funded project in higher education, at least in Northwest Indiana, that has used this method. It's also known as construction manager at risk. The short answer to the benefits that Purdue will receive is budget and schedule. To expand upon that, in the design, bid, build, delivery method, the contractor isn't involved until after bid. We have the luxury with the CMC format of bringing in a contractor through the design. So the benefit of doing so is we're able to deliver the project on budget, a guaranteed budget, and we shave approximately 6 months off the schedule. So for Purdue, to have a guaranteed project is ideal. In the old method of design, bid, build, there's always a chance that we can come in over the budget that was set by the state, in which the project would either be significantly delayed or even canceled. So those are the main benefits for us to get a contractor involved early and use this method.
So the contract that you have involved early is actually considered the construction manager?
Correct.
And who is the construction manager on this particular project?
It's a joint venture between Berglund Construction and Power & Sons.
Okay. What are their roles underneath under this particular project delivery system?
So again, there's basically two parts of their contract. The main and most important thing to me and Purdue is the pre-design services. So throughout the design, they partner with the architect, which is Cannon Design out of Chicago, to go through each stage of design from the schematic and design development level to do constructability reviews and scope development, as well as budget development. And then after we get to the stage of construction documentation, Then they serve as a typical construction manager with general oversight, supplying contracts to all the subcontractors, which in turn they're responsible for the schedule and budget.
Yeah, it sounds like by having the CM involved early in the project, you probably avoid a lot of different conflicts that are associated with your typical design bid build.
And we do, and we're allowed, basically with this method, you're able to go out and get pricing without 100% CDs. So again, it expedites the schedule. And with this method too, and this magnitude of building, just to give you an idea, Berglund has two full-time employees, one superintendent, one project manager out there full-time, 40 hours a week. And Power & Sons also has a full-time employee, 40 hours a week, serving as project engineer.
I guess the big question is, when will this project be completed? And I guess to go along with that, what is the total cost of the project?
So the total cost of the project is $40,500,000. That project entails a few things. So that includes the new construction. It also includes the demolition of one of the early buildings at the Hammond campus, the Guite Annex. The substantial completion for new construction is actually April 17th of 2020. We're currently about 50% complete, and we're on schedule and on budget. And then the Guite Annex demolition will be demolished in the summer of 2020. We don't plan to occupy and start utilizing the space until the fall semester of 2020 in August.
That'll do it for today's edition of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. Thanks again to our guest, Jacob Lenson, Assistant Vice Chancellor of Campus Planning at Purdue University Northwest. I'm your host, Kevin Comerford. Thanks for joining us today.